All right, Coach, before we talk about the big night here on Monday, you went out to Colorado Springs over the weekend for, I think, one of your two of your final preseason jamboree games. How'd it go?
It went really good. You know, we learned a lot about ourselves when we went out there. Had some good competition, played two really good games, and they were full regulation games. And so usual jamborees, they're running clock and only one free throw. And so we kind of got to see where we sit in a regulation game when it comes to defense and points allowed, and then also how many that we can score. So saw some really good stuff from a lot of guys. We had a chance to play almost everybody on the roster, and so still figuring that part out, but was pretty pleased.
What do you like about this team? So, I mean, you got a lot of size, you got a lot of speed, shooters, defense. What's really standing out right now?
Yeah, right now I think we've got a little bit of everything. You know, we've got really good five men that can post and score on the inside. We've got a lot of guys that can shoot it at a high level. And we got really good ball handlers that don't turn it over very much. And so defensively is kind of where we're struggling a little bit, and that's a little bit on the coaches because we haven't spent as much time as we needed to on that. But we saw progression there when we were there in Denver. And so feel like we do have a really good defensive team. We've just got to get them prepared a little bit more.
Are you done with your preseason, or are you going one more weekend?
So actually, on the 23rd of October this month, we're going to host UNK here at McCook at 6 o'clock. And so that'll be a full regulation game. We're going to open the doors to the community if anybody wants to come out and watch. There'll be a really good competition. I would guess that's going to be the best team that we have played in the preseason. And so it'll be a really good test.
So coming up on Thursday night, what time are you going to tip that off now?
So that's going to start at 6 p.m.
Fans come on out, get an early look. Of course, Monday night's going to be good, but this will be a regulation game, won't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And so we actually have Region 9 officials coming over to officiate the game. And so it's as legit as you can to get to an official game as possible. And so, again, they've got really, really good players. I think they finished fourth in the MIAA. Got a lot of guys that returned for them, their base returned for them. And so I love Coach Levinson. We go back quite a while, and it should be a really competitive game.
All right, let's talk about McCook Madness Monday night. You're preparing as we're just got done kind of going over some things. What's this going to be like on Monday night?
Yeah, so it's just going to be a fun day for everybody. We just want to have fun. We'd love for the community to come out. Obviously, the students here at McCook to come out. And, you know, we got a lot of different things. You know, we got a little routine that we're going to do probably the first 5 to 10 minutes and introduce our team. And then after that, we've got a lot of different games. You know, we got a dunk contest. We're going to have an obstacle course, a game that we call Winner's Game. And we're going to get the fans involved in this deal. And so they're going to get to compete against our players as well. And so just really looking forward to a fun night.
Are you still doing your job fair coming up on Monday?
Yeah, absolutely. And so they're actually coming in to get set up at 6 o'clock, and that's also going to get started around 6:45-ish. So everybody that's coming in, come by and see some of the local businesses that are coming that day, and and get in touch with them.
And then after this coming Thursday, Monday, Thursday, the following week, you get things going for real, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. After that scrimmage, I think we have 9 days until we go against Eastern Wyoming, and then the next night against Laramie. And so we're going to start preparation as soon as that scrimmage is over against UNK. We've got a chance to get our legs back from that, and then we start our preparation for that. And so the season is right on top of us here.
Have you had a chance to see any of your teams in your schedule at any of these preseason jamborees at all?
They've definitely been there. I don't know how much time we've taken just to watch them. We've been really focused on ourselves and our own team right now and just trying to understand what we do. And so we've spent a little bit more time on us as of right now.
Finally, I don't think I had a chance to talk to you about this the first time during media day, but you got a couple of new faces on your coaching staff this year, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've got Drake Henderson, which will be returning from last season, and then we've got Taylor Carbonell that was at Adelphi previously, which they were a top 15 Division II program, but he also was with me and Coach Henderson at National Park for a year. And then we've got the man of McCook, Bo Beaker, that that has joined our staff, and he has been nothing less than great. And so really excited about our staff, and they've done a really good job for us.
Excitement. You guys are ready to go. Let's get this thing going.
Absolutely. We're super excited. Hope the community comes out on Monday and Thursday. And then also to the first game on 31st and the 1st of November. Everybody come out. We want to get the community involved, and I think we'll have a pretty good team to put out there.